This is the Cambridge Institute First Certificate in English preparation course. Listening test, test two, part one. You will hear people talking in eight different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a student talking to a friend about his expectations about starting university next year. How does he feel about it? A. Afraid. B. Excited. C. Anxious.
Well, I have just finished high school and I actually realized that my marks weren't so bad. I must admit, I feel a little afraid at the beginning. I found some subjects difficult and keeping up with the classes was not easy. Eventually, you get a hold of it. That's the good part. So now that I am about to start university, I think I am more mature. I am aware of what I have to do and what is really important. All the anxiety I used to feel is gone. I hope to succeed at university and get even better grades. I know it might be hard, but I can't wait to begin. Even some friends of mine can't believe I'm not a bit scared.
2. Tom and Daisy are planning their summer holidays. What is the most important thing for them? A. To find a cheap destination. B. To find a place which is good value for money. C. To visit a place where they have never been to.
Hi Tom, how was your day today?
Fine.
What are you doing?
I'm just looking for a cheap flight on the internet. If I'm lucky and we book it 3 or 4 months in advance, we will be able to go to an exotic destination. Doesn't it sound interesting?
It would be great if we could visit a place we've never been to. I imagine ourselves visiting sanctuaries in Japan or in the beautiful beaches of southern Thailand.
Yes, a lot of backpackers do that, and it's not that expensive. Although some of them eat very badly and sleep in tents. Would you be okay with that?
Well, I'd rather sleep in a hotel and try some tasty local dishes.
So do I. I think we'd better try to find a place with a balance between quality and price. The place we stay in can really make a difference.
I couldn't agree more. After all, we are looking to have an unforgettable experience.
3. You hear a man's impressions of his visit to a museum. What opinion is he expressing? A. The visit was rather disappointing. B. He was annoyed by the length of the tour. C. The visit must be done when you have enough time.
I wasn't exactly excited at first, you know. These visits can be very boring. But my friends insisted so much that I ended up giving up and going. I'd been disappointed before by other museums, so I didn't want to repeat such a worthless experience and, what is worse, pay for it. Now I must thank them for their annoying insistence because I was certainly impressed after this visit. The museum was terrific! The architecture, the rooms, and the tour was beyond interesting. Mostly because you get the fascinating story of a real person, not some sugar-coated remote version of someone who lived 2 centuries ago. The audio guide provides truly personal and intimate info, so it helps a lot. To be frank, I was extremely tired and worn out at the end of the visit because you have to walk a lot along those endless halls and countless rooms. I think I would suggest a shorter visit, or go there for the whole day. Not when you have a good 5 hours of sightseeing left because you're catching your plane the next day. Either way, I'd put this museum on top of the list.
4. You hear a woman talking about a problem she has got with her colleague, Anna. What does she say about her? A. Anna likes to eat at work. B. Anna does not get along well with her colleagues. C. Anna does not care about being organized.
I have a colleague, Anna, whose behavior sometimes annoys me a bit. I mean, she's nice and hardworking and she's always trying to do her best. But she's so untidy. I remember that one day she went home and left on her desk empty coffee cups and food leftovers. I find this disgusting and I know I should tell her at some point, but I don't want her to get offended by my comment. But I know I'll have to say something someday. Otherwise, the problem will grow bigger.
5. You hear two people talking about a movie they've just seen. What did the speakers enjoy about it? A. The main character. B. The plot. C. The title.
So, how did you like the film?
Well, nothing special, really. The plot was okay, but boring at times.
Did you like other performances?
Well, I was going to tell you that. The leading actress totally saves the movie. She's terrific. And the supporting actors were not that bad themselves. Did you like the music?
Nah, first soundtrack was okay. Not memorable, though.
Yes, I agree. And, Married to the Devil. What a title.
6. You overhear a salesperson in a furniture store trying to sell a chair to a customer. Why is the customer hesitant? A. Because of the colour. B. Because of the price. C. Because it's modern.
I like to think about it. I was looking for something contemporary like this, but still, it's not exactly what I had in mind.
I can assure that there's nothing more comfortable or more reasonable price than this one in the market. Listen, you work hard and come home exhausted. It's important that your chair be comfortable. There couldn't possibly exist a better chair to relax in than this one.
Yeah, but don't you have one that's brown? Why it gets dirty so quickly?
Oh, this fabric doesn't stain very easily. Soap and water will remove any spot.
Yeah, well, thank you. We'll keep in touch.
7. You hear a woman talking about a book she is reading. What opinion is the speaker expressing about the book? A. She found it boring. B. She found it confusing. C. She found it captivating.
My husband was the one who read the book first and suggested that I read it as well. He has a really good taste for books, so I didn't think twice. It has been only a couple of days and now I am totally hooked. It grabs your attention because the writer gives such detailed descriptions of people and places that you can't help imagining the real characters as if you were looking at them. It has quite a few flashbacks as well, which might seem confusing, but you don't lose track of the plot. It is a long book, though. For some, it might be boring. Lately, I've been reading not-so-great books, and I've been disappointed, but this one is a keeper.
8. You overhear a conversation in which a girl is talking about the best gift she's received. What was the present? A. A dryer. B. A trip. C. A washer.
After high school graduation, I was offered several things. A dryer was one of them, and since I was moving out, my parents also offered me a washer and a dryer, along with a couple of other things. At first, I thought I would go for the washing machine. It was something that I really needed for my new place. But then again, having a washer and not a dryer didn't make much sense in such a rainy area as the one I was going to live in. So, it turned out that my folks, along with the parents of several friends of mine, pulled their money and got us all a trip to Disney World. I know it sounds a bit childish for 18-year-olds, but we basically got 6 days in Orlando. In the end, a vacation with all my buddies beats by far any appliance, but I must say that I finally bought my washer-dryer.
That is the end of part 1.